And in other news, IBM had a victory in court this week. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said that changes IBM made to its pension plan did not discriminate against older workers. The decision is likely to be appealed. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
In the late 1990s, Janet Kruger was a senior software consultant at IBM and a self-described workaholic. The second-generation IBM employee was well-paid and confident about her retirement.
And I was just sort of trusting that because I was dedicating myself to IBM, IBM was taking care of me just as they had taken care of my father.
But in 1999, IBM told Kruger it was changing its pension plan from a traditional plan, which rewarded workers for long service, to a cash balance plan that did not.
It was clear that there was no way I could expect the same kind of comfortable retirement that my dad had had.
Kruger, who's no longer at the company, joined with others to fight the change in their pension. Some 140,000 were part of a class action lawsuit which alleged that the change constituted age discrimination and was illegal. A district court agreed, but this week a federal appeals court overturned that ruling and sided with IBM, saying all terms of IBM's plan are age neutral. Judge Frank Easterbrook went on to say that older workers accurately perceived that they were worse off under a cash balance approach because those plans eliminated the possibility of earning larger benefits as they neared retirement. But he continued, quote, removing a feature that gave extra benefits to the old differs from discriminating against them. IBM was gratified by the ruling, says company spokesman Jay Cadmus.
We believe it vindicates our long-held position that the pension plan formula is both lawful and age neutral.
Cash balance plans generally cost companies less, and they make it easier to recruit younger workers who are less likely to spend their career at a single firm. Cash balance plans allow workers to take their pension benefit in a lump sum when they leave the company. Today, more than 7 million workers and retirees are estimated to be in about 1,500 cash balance plans. The IBM case had been carefully watched by other firms who switch from traditional pensions to cash balance plans. They feared that if IBM had lost, they too could be liable for age discrimination. James Klein, president of the American Benefits Council, which represents large employers, was among those pleased with this week's ruling. Asked about the fairness of a company changing the rules of its pension plan in the middle of the game, he replied this way.
Under the law, everything that a worker has earned under a pension plan is always protected. That can never be taken away. But in our voluntary employee benefits system, employers always have the opportunity to change a plan or, in fact, to terminate a plan on a going-forward basis.
He likens the pension situation to a raise that you might be expecting but are not legally entitled to. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.